Just, no, it's our New York. I mean, Britney Spears' unplanned pregnancy, 18th of August 2006, revs in for our news. New York, New York, Britney Spears and her husband Kevin Federline are expecting their second and third children, but Mrs. Spears Federline says it was all unplanned, suggesting that members of Encyclopedia had some part in the spawning process. Quote, it just kind of happened one day after Kevin had squirted some of his semen into my gaping vagina, unquote, says Spears, 24. Spears is 8 months pregnant with this child and 6 months pregnant with her third child. The clueless parents don't know what birth control is, nor the sex of the child, although they suspect it may either be a boy or a girl. Spears says she feels as though she has been pregnant for 10 years, and many believe she looks like it too. Excuse me. Some concerned parents feel that Spears' fecundity gives girls as young as 14 the go-ahead to have intercourse rather than just encouraging them to stick with oral sex. In part of the unplanning process, Kevin purposefully forgot what a condom does or where it goes, although he was apparently still able to remember the location of Spears' twat. The Trojan Condom Corporation's parent company, Church & Dwight Company, or FUK on the New York Stock Exchange, has declined to comment on the lack of use of their product, but still said, quote, if Mr. Federline wants information on our products, he can visit us at analattack.com, unquote. In response, Mr. Federline said incredulously, quote, I didn't know sex without condoms is 100% ineffective in preventing pregnancies, unquote. Spears has gained an unprecedented 20 kilos whilst pregnant, which is even a lot in real measurement units. As soon as the bun is out of the oven, she claims she's going to slim back down to her baby slap me around one more time weight. She still admits to an addiction to ice cream, chocolate, and sperm. Quote, I love melting it and pouring it over my body to eat. It sounds disgusting, but it is so satisfying, unquote. This has been Reverend Zim for our news. I suffered with you. Thank you.